Blog Talk Radio.
The words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. This is BVM Global Kingdom. The views and opinions expressed on BVM Global Kingdom Podcast Radio Network are solely those of hosts, guests, and callers. These views and opinions do not represent those of BVM Global Kingdom Podcast Radio Network, its management, board, hosts, marketeers, and or advertisers. And once again, thank you for listening to BVM Global Kingdom. Shalom. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide us till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles
and troubles.
He will surely guide us till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one.
I gotta say this one more time.
Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide us till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one.
Check this one out.
There's not an hour that he is not near us. No, not one. No, not one. No night so dark but his love can cheer us. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide us till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one.
Shalom, namaste, assalamu alaikum, may the peace of Christ be with you. Welcome to With the Power of Prayer, We Do Learn the Truth of the Most High God and how the Most High God is instrumental and guides us through this journey called life. I am your host, Chaplain Valerie. And I'm just going to read some of James 5:16. Pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. We pray to have our conversations with the Most High God in thanksgiving and with thanksgiving, with humility, adoration, confession, and supplication. And did you know that prayer is the tool that connects us to the Most High God through prayer? We have knowledge. We have wisdom. Yes, we gain wisdom. And also we invoke the power of the Holy Spirit that speaks life to our inner spiritual self. Prayer is most effective when we of nations, did you hear us? Nations dwell together in unity. Okay, I need to tell you this also. Prayer reinforces us with the power and the hope. That we have in the Most High God. Shalom, family. How are you? How are you? Well, today, now yesterday, we talked about encouragement. And the question was, not health. I was talking about encouragement, family. Wait a minute. Did I write my question down? Where is it? Let me get my notebook. Okay, no, not one. Here it is. Here's my notebook. We said, how do we find encouragement today? How do we know encouragement exists? Now, that was yesterday's conversation. Now, today, we can talk about guidance. Now, if we look at the way the word guidance is spelled, G-U-I-D-A-N-C-E, the word dance is in it, right? Now, we probably need to look up the etymology of the word guidance. I want to know what G-U-I means. G-U-I, what does that mean? We got it, that word G-U-I is in guitar. Okay, it's computing. Computing dance? It says computing. Short for geographical user interface. Well, okay. That's one way, but guidance. Okay, guidance. Is there anything the Most High God can help guide us through today? Is there anything the Most High God can help us guide us through today? And as we're being guided through, we're probably dancing along the pathway. Pastor George, you look like you got something to say on that. Well, let me read some scriptures first. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. That was Psalm 25:5. Proverbs 1:5 says, wise men can also listen and learn. Even they can find good advice in these words. Even they, wise people, can also listen and learn. Even they can find good advice in these words. Proverbs 16:9. We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. Now that was the scripture, Proverbs 16:9. We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. Now I heard this adage. It says, if you want to make God laugh, make some plans. Because it seemed to be disrupted and or delayed. And it's like, oh, okay, let's wait our turn. Let's go. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. That sounds like us. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Well, let us pray. Lord, as you guide us through this journey called life, what do you have us to do? And once again, the question says, is there anything you can help or God can help us guide through today? So Lord, as we learn about your guidance, as we learn about your hand and your touch, how you send the Holy Spirit to touch our heart to do that path as we talk about in Matthew 6. Teach us what to do. Teach us what to say. Teach us how we need to go along. Do we need to take a train, a plane, a motorcycle, a boat, drive in a car? What is it you need us to do, Lord? We ask that you guide us along the way. In Jesus' name, the healer. In the name of Yeshua, the advocate, the one who heals. Hallelujah and amen. Guidance.
And our brother the Deacon is on too. Yeah.
Amen. You know, Chaplain, as I to sit back meditating on what you were talking about when you were saying guidance. And you were saying a lot of times with guidance is you having that relationship with the Most High God. Mm-hmm. And he opens that. See, a lot of people can't take instructions. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are so stubborn and stuck in their ways of how they were taught, how they were raised. And when you're dealing with the Most High God and he opens your eyes for you to see, because unless he opens your eyes for you to see, you got blinders on. You go your whole life and think that you're worshiping or following God and you're somewhere else. And until he opens your eyes and you see that truth, because the one thing about when he reveals the truth to you, and he opens your eyes to see the truth. Because we spoke on this too also the other day in the prophet Jeremiah, that he will root up, going to the truth, he will root up all false doctrines, all things that are lies and that are not of him. And he told the prophet, you're going to pull it up from the roots. Expose it for what it is. Then you're going to cast it down. Then you're going to burn it. Then you're going to plant again. Then as you plant, that's when you plant in the seed of truth and his truth. Everyone can't receive his truth. Everyone, until they go into their grave, they're going to constantly hold on to a thing. Never opened up a book to see if it's true or not, or ask that question, what am I doing or why? And they just do what they were just taught or what they were shown from someone by talking about it instead of opening up a book or inquiring to the Almighty to give them wisdom to show them, to give them understanding of his truth and his righteousness. Because a lot of times when you find the truth, it tears you away from the customs that you and the traditions that you were used to doing in your life. And you don't want to feel alienated because your family members or your friends or your neighbors, they all are doing the same thing. And if you do this thing and you stop doing it, you don't want to be part of that or be with them. That's why the Almighty said only a remnant is going to make it. I'm sorry to say. Preach this ministry. We speak the truth. We do, thus saith the Lord, and we put it out there. Okay, but the bottom line is everybody's not going to make it. And I understand in a remnant is only going to be a small number because everyone is not going to be humble enough in their pride, their traditions and of custom of man, of what they're used to doing and give it up. And they're going to take it to them to the grave instead of releasing all that foolishness, especially of idol and pagan worship, and that is not of Christ, and it's not of the Most High God. And he said from the beginning, do not do what these heathen nations do. Do not do what the Gentiles do. Stay away from their customs, their traditions, the things that they do, because it will separate you from the love of me and separate you from what we were called and destined to be in him. And he knew that. And because we did it and our ancestors did it, and it's been entangled and fibered in our DNA, that even right now we're still doing it, and we're walking around brainwashed to the ways of this world and to the truth of the Almighty. You're going to have to make a choice. And I don't care who you are. You have the mental mind and intelligence to know the difference between right and wrong and discernment between what's the truth and what's a lie. And if you want to still continue to walk in a lie or an untruth, a false doctrine, pagan and idol worship that has nothing to do with the Creator, that's on you.
So where the guidance come from now?
Well, the guidance comes from the reveal of the truth, of the knowledge of who God is and his word, because it's written.
It's written.
And when you come into that truth, and it will guide you, like the Holy Spirit will guide you to all truth. That's why it was said. But how many people operate and allow the Holy Spirit to maneuver and to operate in them? How many do that? Because when the Holy Spirit is in your DNA, in part of your spirit, sure, your makeup,
yeah,
it will have you to ask the question, well, why are we doing this? Or what is this? Where did this come from? It will have you search your soul as far as what is holy and what is unholy, and what is righteous and what is unrighteous. And it will continue to guide you in that path of not only knowing the Most High, but knowing who his son is, but most of all, of knowing yourself. Because we have to search ourselves. Guidance really comes from searching ourselves and the things that we're doing in our own life, and looking through that glass. Are we being guided to being obedient to the word of the Most High? Are we walking in the love of Christ? Do we have a repentant heart? Are we seeking the key to eternal life? Are we trying to go through that door or through that portal? Because this is a race that's going to have to come to the end. And you got to want this thing. Everyone thinks that just because Messiah came and he died, that it's an automatic entry to where he's at. No, there's a process. and there's a repentance and there's a belief of what the Heavenly Father did through his Son. And there's a spiritual part of the transformation of life and of your mind and of your soul. And you have to know. You have to be at a point in your life, no matter what you're going through, no matter what situation that you're dealing with, that you know that you're going to be with the Messiah and with Christ in the end.
Yeah, that's good stuff. You always be bringing good stuff. I just have to I have to ask the questions, and then you do your thing. I have another question, but there's two questions on the table, family. That's listening. And is this my sister Mary, Minister Mary? Are you on the line today, sweetie?
I'm on the line.
Well, hallelujah, she on the line.
Praise God.
Yes, clearly.
Brother said some interesting stuff, too. Oh, Lord. I just listened to what he said. That repentant heart. You have to have a repentant heart. I was just listening to what he's saying. Because everybody's not going to make it. And we let them just walk in. We have to have a repenting heart. We have to have that love in our heart, like Jesus said. And he said, we just have to live according to God's word. You're not going in anyway.
Right.
If we're not living according to God's word, if we're not living holy, living that clean, sanctified life, loving our brother and our sister, we're not going to make it in. It's no way. We have to live by every word that proceedeth out of his mouth. Because he's coming back for a church without spot, wrinkle, or any such blemish.
Okay.
And if we got any flaws, we're not going. I was just listening to Pastor George. I can't remember all that he said, but I was agreeing with what he was saying because it was the truth. This is a straight and narrow way. And the word
straight
of God
narrow is way.
Established every now and then. But on the other road, it's broad, and there's many going that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not on that road. If I'm on that straight and narrow road,
praise God.
And I want to have a repentant heart, a humble heart. Humble's the way. Humble is the way. We can't have a stiff heart.
Thinking
I'm better than you.
Right.
I'm not better than you. I'm surprised. The only way we should look down on anybody is to help pick them up.
Okay.
I'm no better than you.
Oh, that's good.
We have to have a humble, a forgiving heart. Giving heart.
Yes,
it's just by the grace
mm-hmm.
of God that I am today by the grace of God. I'm no better than anyone else. Praise
Amen.
God. I thank God for what I just tuned in and I heard a son of what Pastor Joy said, and it was great. I just thank God for it because we're on a journey, and we're going to have to make it to the end. We have to make it to the end. Praise God. It's not how we start. It's how we end. That's what
it's how we finish. That's correct.
Right. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Jesus.
That's good.
I
love a prayer of people.
Praise God.
Praise God. And what we just heard. The next question is, are we allowing ourselves to be guided to become the best versions of ourselves?
Oh.
Well, you've already answered it, but how are we doing that? How are we allowing ourselves to be guided to become the best versions of ourselves?
Praise God. I believe through fasting and praying.
All
and
right,
seeking
now.
God's face. Seeking God's face.
Mm-hmm.
Seeking his God, not our own, but seeking his will. Seeking his will. And that stand before God and seeking his face. And he will not guide us wrong. He'll lead.
That's correct.
We can't lead. He has the lead. Praise God. He has the lead. And if
mm-hmm.
we do that, he'll lead us in the way to go. The Holy Ghost, like he was talking about the Spirit of God, he'll lead you into all truth. Praise God. It
mm.
won't lead you wrong. And that's the way it will lead us. We have to seek his face. And he will lead us in the way. We have fasting, praying. That's the way we can be better. That's
yes,
the way we'll know
yes.
God's will. That's the only way we'll know his will. It's through
that's
fasting
true.
And praying.
Fasting
that's,
and praying.
Yeah, fasting and praying. And if it's never been a time, like we're living in now, it's time now to fast and pray. I heard my niece was talking about, and I hadn't heard that. I don't think I've heard it. You may have heard it where this six-year-old boy took a gun to school and shot the teacher. I
no!
don't know if you heard that or not. So where it was at, but the child was 6 years old and shot the teacher, and she was able to help the teacher. Yeah, she's fighting for her life, she said. But she was able to have the children to go out of the room or whatever. 6 years old. What in the world have you ever heard such a six-year-old child? What kind of parents did that child have for a six-year-old child to have the know how to get a gun, take it
yes.
to school, shoot a teacher? I just don't have the words to say. I don't have the words to say. And said, now the teacher is fighting for her life. Lord,
she's
help
she's fighting for her life.
Lord, help a six-year-old. That's a baby. A six-year-old
no.
child. Lord, have mercy. But we live
what
in
part of
that
the world
time
was it was...
now.
Huh?
But if we want to be more like Jesus, that is the way. Mm-hmm. Through prayer and fasting.
Mm.
Through prayer and fasting.
That's
praise
correct.
God.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord,
have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, mm. have mercy. For well, we pray for the life of that teacher.
Oh, yes.
Despair.
Oh, yes.
She's
and
in a critical condition.
If his two parents or one, whoever's in charge of that child, them people has to. They have, they, Lord help us. God only knows. God only knows.
Mm.
Jesus.
Mm.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
I'm 6 years old.
Can you imagine a six-year-old child taking a gun to school? Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
Well, where are the parents?
Where are the parents? That was like, I think the daddy, what was it, a five-year-old child? They had the gun land, I guess, on the table or something. They left the gun land out. And his five-year-old child picked the gun up and shot the other child. Why would you leave a gun laying out for a child to pick up and then they don't know no better and shot the other child? I mean,
and it's not
careless.
It's not a video game.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's not a video game.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, Jesus. And I think that child died.
Oh, wow.
Lord, help mercy. Lord, help mercy.
Lord, help us. Talking about guidance.
Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Lord,
yeah,
help
that Holy Spirit, we need the Holy Spirit guiding us. Repent.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Refurbish, renew, and then we can rejoice.
Yes. Yes,
repent
Lord,
is on
yes,
the top
Lord.
Of that list.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus. Yes, Lord.
See, now that prayer and fasting is not just a nerve thing. It says Mark 9:27-29. Mark 9:27-29 says, "But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he mm-hmm. was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why mm-hmm. could not we cast him out?
Yes,
and he
see.
Said unto them, this uh-huh. can come forth by nothing but by prayer mm-hmm. and fasting."
That's right. That's right.
Prayer
God,
and fasting.
Prayer and fasting.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God, Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
When you want an answer from God, and you go before him sincerely in prayer and fasting, because I've been there before, he will lead you. He
yes.
will. He won't let you continue to wonder which way to go. He will lead you. Praise God.
Lead you and bless us come from nowhere.
You don't need to be. Yeah, if you're in a situation that you don't need to be in, and you begin to seek God, say, he'll lead you out of that situation.
That's right.
Because I've been there, and he will do it. Praise God. If we sincere in our heart, God will lead you. Praise God.
Girl, that's
he'll
true.
Do it every time. He will. He'll do
every
it every time.
Time.
Yes, Lord. Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Every time.
Yes, yes.
If there's a situation you need to get away from, get out
yes.
of, and
yes.
there's things that we need, the Lord knows what we need. And when
he
you put that in supplication with
yes,
prayer
yes.
and fasting
yes.
and come with that heart of humility.
That's right. That's right.
Miracles,
oh,
you will be a witness to miracles in your life.
Oh,
and your family's
God, praise
life.
God, praise God, praise God, praise God. He will do it. He will do it because he's me. And he
every
don't
time.
Have no respect
yeah.
for him. He will do
yeah.
it. God, praise God.
Yeah.
Praise
God.
God. Praise
okay.
Yes, Lord.
You know, also to add to what you were talking about, you know,
yes.
of all the things that we have said and praying and fasting and all these things and
yeah.
all that is collective. But, you know, it's like the word of God said, listen, we die daily. And when
mm-hmm.
I say we die daily of things that are not of God. And we take them out of our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Like mm-hmm. it's every day when you pray, you repent, you're taking away,
mm-hmm.
you're taking away and things are dying in your spirit that you know that's not of God. Because when you want to see perfection, that's what we're striving for. Those
yes,
things
Lord.
That we may have, you know, getting upset over things and saying
mm-hmm.
things maybe
mm-hmm.
not the right way and, you know,
yeah.
things that we may do in our life daily that we know that we need to remove out of our life. So
oh,
it's
yeah.
a process.
Oh, yeah.
It's a
thank
process.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise
you
God.
Know, yes, it's a process that we get to seek
it's
that perfection in
it. Praise our
yes.
God. And, oh, and as you, that may come around again, and where you can see where you've grown from that had happened before. You can see
mm-hmm.
where you have grown, and it don't affect you like it did before, because God have let me grow, and I don't it don't hurt me like it did before. We have to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We can't stay babies. We have to, if I
no.
keep crying, and on a bottle, I'm not growing. I have to be able to eat meat. But if you keep feeding me a ball and I'm always on a ball, I can't grow. I'm not able to take nothing. But when I begin to get on meat, I'm able to go through more, you know. Trials going to come. Now, we're going to go through trials. Things are coming our way.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
As we grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Satan going to throw those fiery darts and different things. And some things is going to hurt. But some things you're able to stand up and take and go on anyway. And tell Satan you're a liar because I'm still going through, you know.
Yeah.
Some may knock it to your knees, but some you can still go on anyway. Praise God. I tell you, we're in a race. We're in a fight.
We're on the winning side.
Just like Jesus was in the wilderness, the Spirit of God led him in the wilderness. After he had been baptized, the Spirit led him into the wilderness. And Satan knew he was God's son, God in the flesh. But that didn't stop Satan.
Right.
Satan know who you are, Pastor Joy. Sister Valerie. But that don't stop him, does it? He's still going to come at me. But what? When you have on the head of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, and all these things that he's throwing fiery darts, praise God, you got the armor on. And you don't have to run from him because you can go right straight to him and tell him he's a liar. He don't have no power over you because you don't belong to him. You belong to God. And when you're up to the Holy Ghost, what to the Spirit of God, you shall have power. Praise God.
That's right.
You don't have to be a part of him. After the Holy Ghost come, you shall have power. And you don't have to fret because he's coming to you and growling. Praise God. Because, honey, God's his boss man anyway. And we belong to God. We belong to God. You don't have to be afraid of him. Praise the Lord.
That's right.
And he can't do no more than God allowed him to do. So we're going to have to quit being afraid. Tucking out, you know, like a dog get afraid and he tucks his tail between his legs and run. We don't have to do that. We stand up and be bold and tell him we have to know the word. That's why we have to read that word for ourselves. Know that word. And he knows the word. He just can't live it. But we know the word, and we live that word, and we give it back to him with power in it. And tell him
to get
behind me, he is a liar. Sometimes you have to open up your door and put him out. Yes, you do, because he'll talk to you. But he ain't got no power. But, honey, when you filled up with the Holy Ghost, you got power.
That's right. We got power.
We don't have to fear him. He comes in, but honey, we can put him out. He belongs under our feet. He don't belong behind us, nor aside of us, nor in front of us. But he belongs under our feet. That's where he belongs. Praise God. And he don't have that much longer because he going to end up in the lake too. But we're going to end up with the Lord. So, honey, be encouraged. Mm. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Elder Pastor
George,
when you went across that four-lane highway, you're blind. God was on your side. But we got something to praise God for. Because we somebody in the Lord. And Satan don't like us and I hate him too. And we just have to stand up and do what God say, and God will see us through.
He will never leave us
nor forsake us. And we're going to go through regardless of what goes. We're going to make it.
That's right.
Say high water or whatever. We're going to make it.
Because so we're going to make it. Praise God.
Yeah, but we got victory.
We got the victory. That's right.
Victory.
You
yeah,
got the power and that victory.
Side. Yes, right. It's on our side. And praise God, you can't lose. We can't lose.
No, that's right.
I got the happy feet, sis. I got the happy feet.
Oh, yes. Oh,
get so excited, I'm
good.
Giddy.
God is good. God
yes,
is good.
Yes, he is.
For my happy feet.
All the time.
Oh, I love
get that
God.
Happy feet going.
I got the happy feet. God is good. Praise
oh,
God.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep on
oh, yeah.
We have to keep on praying.
Yes,
praise our God.
Hallelujah.
God.
Thank you.
Got that happy
Hallelujah.
Feet going.
Yeah.
Happy feet, happy feet. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Oh,
thank
you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
God,
thank
praise.
You.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
God is real.
Yes, Lord.
Real. He's real. Thank you, Jesus. He's real. Thank you, Lord.
Clearly. Yes, God
yes,
is real.
He is. He's real. He's real. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise our God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Lord, as we travel wherever we have to go, whether it's to the doctor's appointment, around the corner to the grocery store, guide our paths. Which way we
God
need to go.
That's
right.
Truth.
Guide
that
our path.
Guide our path. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And guide us in your right. truth. Just like you told us in Psalm 25, guide me in your truth and teach me.
Teach
yes,
me.
Lord.
Yes,
yes, Lord.
Lord. Oh,
yes,
yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. So before we go, is there anyone we need to pray for or any situation we need to put on the altar for prayer today?
Praise
tonight?
Our praise our God. Continue to keep my son Scotty on the prayer list. Please do. Keep him on the prayer list.
What did you say again, Minister Mary?
My son Scotty. Yeah.
Your son?
Yeah, Scotty.
Scotty, yes, Scotty.
Yeah.
Is he
yeah.
still on the road?
No, he's here at home right now.
Okay,
yeah.
So we're praying for Brother Scotty.
Yeah. Yes,
we put
yes,
the power of the Holy Spirit in his way.
Yes.
Drench him
yes,
with your
Lord.
Holy Spirit, Lord God.
Yes.
Drench Brother
Lord,
Scotty
yes.
and give him everything
yes,
that
Lord.
He needs. Not what he wants, but what he needs.
Yes. Yes,
give him
Lord,
everything
yes,
he needs.
Lord.
He's already
Lord.
Got blessings from his parents, his mom and his dad. They got a secure and safe place for him
yes.
to put his head down and rest. So
yes,
whatever
Lord.
His healing needs, give it to him, Lord. You know exactly
yes.
what
Lord,
our
you
little
know.
Brother Scotty needs.
Right.
Give
yes,
it to him
Lord.
In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And my oldest
yes, Lord.
Son, James, he had knee surgery today. So... He came out of the surgery fine, but they don't keep you in the hospital now. They send you home. So he had told Anissa, remember him today, our oldest son, James.
Yeah. We put Brother Scotty on the line, on the mm-hmm. prayer line. We put him on the
yes,
altar, the healing altar.
Yes, Lord.
The healing altar.
Yes, Lord.
And what did you
yes,
say?
Lord.
You said, Pastor George.
She was saying her brother, my son James, too.
Oh, your son James, too.
My
apologies.
James.
Yes, I didn't hear you.
His knee surgery. He had one of his knees.
Oh.
Total surgery. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
So we put your son James on the healing altar as well. And I pray for his parents, Wesley and Mary. I pray for them that Lord gives them strength and knowledge and wisdom that they need, that the children need from their parents. Give them the strength. Give them the strength. Give them the courage so they can encourage. Give them the guidance so they can tell what guidance they need to do for Brother Scotty and Brother James. We pray for their healing. We also pray for their parents, Mary and her husband, Wesley.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I want to participate on the prayer list. My cousin Richard and my brother James for their healing and the strengthening of them.
They're both in the hospital.
Yes.
So we pray for their healing. And I also pray, Lord, for their get up and go, that the Holy Spirit drenches them and they want to get up and heal themselves. Be healed.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Yes. Get up and be healed, and not to waddle in their illnesses, but get up and be healed.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
So I also want to pray for my sisters, my blood sisters, Sherry and Camille.
Lord.
They've been in that snowstorm up in Buffalo.
Yes,
so I pray that they are safe, warm, have food and shelter, and the power is on.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
And that they're warm.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Amen, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So either one of you got a song to sing us out in?
Thank you, Jesus.
Cardi?
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
What did you say, sis?
I said one of you have a song to close us out.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord.
In a minute. Praise the Lord.
In a minute. Bless you. Woo-hoo!